Once you have completed your emergency self-care plan, look at the areas in which you are currently doing well, the areas in which you are practicing self-care, and then identify the areas where you could improve. And make a commitment to yourself to do these things when you start to feel overwhelmed or stressed out. It's particularly important during this time. You're dealing with a very stressful situation. You're taking care of clients who have a lot of needs. And it's in general a very stressful time for all of us with the COVID-19. And so we really all need to make a commitment to ourselves to practice better self-care. Once your plan is completed, if you would like, maybe think about sharing it with family or friends or colleagues so that they can remind you to use your self-care strategies or give you support and encouragement. You know, follow that plan, and you may need to update it. You may find that some of the strategies don't work for you, or that you need more of them or different kinds. So hopefully you'll be able to use this as a way to lower your stress level and prevent you from developing compassion fatigue.